Radio.
Try something free of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is come upon me. Arise, shine, for my light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The Lord is risen. The Lord is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. Lord is risen for me. So Stephen Jones, our miracles, radio and television ministry. Everything. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, said, let there be light. And when he said, let there be light, the light stops. And created the seat. We thank God. We share in two sections, taking the first section, song. 20 minutes. Arena song, just come. How are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless you too.
Yeah, I'm taking the first 15 minutes, and you can stay on, and then I'll get you, introduce you to take the remaining 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking. Is the light of the world. In John chapter 1, verse 4, 5, it says that there was light, and the light was the light of man. Jesus is that light. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and verse 7 and 9, Jesus also spoke about the light. The light is seen. Light is the brightness of God, the glory. It says, arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We Christians, we should arise and shine, for the light of God is come and shine.
Can you hear me? Hello?
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine all over the world. Shining all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shining all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shining all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hallelujah. Yes, sorry for that break in transmission. We had a technical error here, but we got it resolved. We're talking about Jesus is the light of the world. We just read Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. It says, arise and shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We are the children of the light. Jesus is light. And he said to us, ye are the light of the world. See, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Matthew 5, 14, Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. So we need to shine for others to come to our light, to come, the Gentiles, to come to our light. Jesus is the light of the world, and because he is the light, we are the light also. We are like him. See, they that believeth in me, the works that I do shall they do, and even greater things shall they do. So everything Jesus is what we are. Jesus is the light, and so we are the light of the world. You can't put the light under a bushel. You got to put it on the hill, put it on the table, let people see it. We got to shine. See, in Psalm 27, verse 1, Psalm 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. My salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation, I will never fear. I will never fail. Jesus is the light, and is the light of our salvation. So why are we going to be afraid? We don't have to fear. Light must overcome darkness. The scripture says light can never overcome. Darkness can never overshadow light. When a room is dark and you bring light in, then the darkness will have to run away. Oh, that's what it's all about. We are the light of the world. Now, take light to a dark room. When you take light to a dark room, to a dark place, the darkness will have to flee, which means light has power more than darkness. And the Word of God calls us the light of the world. See? So we are going to shine and let darkness go. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, it says, let your light shine so that others can see it. Jesus in us is light. And Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Which means we have to walk in the light. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 15, Isaiah chapter 2 verse 15, let us walk in the light of God. We don't have to have unfruitful works of darkness in our lives. We have nothing to do with darkness. Darkness symbolizes Satan. Darkness symbolizes evil. Darkness symbolizes sin. So we have nothing to do with darkness. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, it says, Christ has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of light. Jesus has brought us into light, and so we are not going back to darkness. We have the light of God. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the light of God in me. We have the light of God in us. We, the Christians of today, we need to shine and let the world see our light, that they will come to us, that the Gentiles, if you look at Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2 and 3, it says, let your light shine, that those, the Gentiles, will come to our light. You are not going to hide in darkness. You are not going to hide yourself. You got to let your light shine. You got to shine. Shine. Jesus, people, come together. Let your light shine. Let no difference go between you. Let your light shine. Come and worship Christ the Savior. Let your light shine. Sing for joy and clap for gladness. Let your light shine. Come, let it shine, shine, shine. Come, let us let your light shine. Come, let it shine, shine, shine. Come, let us let your light shine. Jesus, people, come together. Let your light shine. Come and worship Christ the Savior. Let your light shine. Sing for joy and clap for gladness. Let your light shine. Let no difference flow between you. Let your light shine. Come, let it shine, shine, shine. Come on now, let your light shine. Well, let it shine, shine, shine. Come on now, let your light shine. Your light should shine. As a Christian, shine for the whole world to see that Jesus is greater is he that's in you than the devil that's the world. The devil is darkness. We don't have darkness. We have not light and darkness cannot work together. We have the light of God, so we must shine for the Gentiles to come to our light. So that's the word of God I have for you today. And I want to pray with you. Wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this message, I want you to know that Jesus, you come into your life. Jesus is the light of the world. Let Jesus come into you to shine in you so that the Gentile, the world, will know that you are the light. Let no darkness be with you. The Satan is darkness. Sin is darkness. Evil is darkness. But Jesus is light. And Jesus said to us, ye are the light of the world. I pray for you today that wherever you are hearing this message, may you become light in the name of Jesus. May the light of Jesus shine into your life. And may darkness go out of your life in the name of Jesus. May you become the light of the world so that the Gentiles will come to your light in the name of Jesus. May you never walk in darkness no more. Receive the light of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to email me this week, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can also call area code 240-552-5899. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and we all love him. Quickly, we want to welcome the woman of God, Reverend Asan Christensa. God has been using her mightily, and she's going to share with us whatever God lay in her heart in the next 20 to 30 minutes. Then after, she's going to be talking about her upcoming program, and we are all preparing for that program for God to really make it great. It's a birthday, and not just a birthday, it's also anniversary of our ministry, for that we might know what God is doing in our ministry and have an idea what our visions are, what God wants to do through her life and ministry this period. That's the purpose of the bad day. It's not just a bad day. It's more than a bad day. We want people to know that the Lord has called her and God is using her in his own way. So she's going to be sharing with us, and then she's going to be talking about her upcoming events. So we welcome you, woman of God, Reverend Asan. How are you doing today? Hello? Hello? Hello, Reverend Nassan.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's your turn now. So you can can start. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody. This is Reverend Nassan with International Women and Youth Empowerment. I just have a message for you all that is listening to me, and the title is Take Charge of Your Environment. Take charge of your environment. When you take charge of your environment, then you are able to arise and shine like the man of God just told us. The Bible says that when the people took charge of their environment, things were changing in their life. A lot of things that are not going on well in your life because you have not accepted to take charge of your environment. When you take charge of your environment, that child of yours that is giving you difficulties is able to change. God is able to turn around the situation. When you take charge over the environment where you are, God is able to take charge over that boss of yours that is giving you hard times at work. When you take charge over your environment, wherever you are, in your homes, in your marriage, God is able to take control over that husband of yours that is hard-hearted. When you take charge over your environment, you are able to get a job. Because you are taking charge, when you take charge, you walk in the ways of the Lord, and God is able to turn your situation around. The Bible says there was a woman in the Bible, and her name was Dorcas. Because she took charge of the environment, her job was to take care of the men of God, and when they heard that she was dead, they came and prayed for her, and she arose. Oh, my God, I just want to encourage you that there is nothing too difficult for our God to do. The issue of the woman of blood, she took charge of her environment and her situation was not the same again. You might be going through some problems right now as I'm speaking to you, but today I say that problem is over in the name of Jesus. The Bible says even though Joseph was locked in the prison, he took charge over the environment, and he was made the prime minister of agriculture in Egypt. Hallelujah. That is the God that we are serving. If you believe truly in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are able to take charge, and then you arrive, and then you shine wherever you are. And I want to encourage you, if you need prayers, you can contact the man of God, or you can send me an email. You can visit me on my website at www.iwyelbo.com or on Facebook at iwebo.com, and we can go from there. I have my birthday coming up, and it's on the 28th, Saturday the 28th, that's next week, at Quality Inn Hotel on Route 1, Baltimore Avenue, from 5 to 9 p.m. I encourage you. You all are welcome to celebrate with me and to hear the testimony of the great things God is doing in my life and my family and the ministry. I encourage you all to come, and your life will not be the same again. It doesn't matter how difficult you've been in that situation. It doesn't matter how long you've been there. All I want to encourage you to be is to take charge over your environment so that you can arrive and then shine for Jesus. When you take charge over your environment, you will arise and shine for Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So I encourage you, and God bless you all. Thank you for having me, Reverend Dr. Stephen. And God bless you for what you are doing in the life of the people, and your vision and your purpose on earth here will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I thank you.
Yeah. We thank God for your life, Reverend Nassan. You are such a blessing. God has been using you, and a lot of people have been blessed through your ministry. We know your birthday is coming up, and we are all preparing to be with you. A lot of people have been informed. Tell us a little bit about what did God lay in your heart to do for humanity right now through your ministry. Is there any special call upon your life that beneficiary to humanity, to the society? In what way? What is God laying in your heart to do right now that that will bless humanity about your ministry? Yeah.
My calling is on family, women and youth. In the Garden of Eden, God created a man and a woman. Well, that was Adam and Eve. So God is telling me that it's time for us to bring back family values together. And I'm having conferences that I teach people on family values, teach the women their responsibilities and the men their responsibilities, and the kids their responsibilities. So everybody has to know their responsibilities. And I tell you, the conferences that we have been having, a lot of lives have been changed. A lot of families that were separated has reconciled, and they are now moving well. And on, I have an event coming up. This is a mission trip to Africa, Cameroon. And if you're out there, you've ever had a burden to go into Africa to bless some life, this is the time for you to contact Reverend Assam's ministry so we can all partner together and transform the life of the people. Our family values are sinking, and God is saying that this is time for us to get up and move. Get up and move. So I have that burden for family value.
Yeah. We thank God for that. Let's hear the venue. Describe the venue, because some people want to know what is the venue. Describe the venue and your telephone number, your cell phone, through which people can call for direction.
Okay, my phone number, again, this is Reverend Assam. My cell phone number is 202-386-5515. And my website is www.iwyelbo.com. You can contact me through the website. And the address of the celebration is College Park, Maryland, Quality Inn Hotel on Route 1, just beside the Kinko's on Route 1, close to East West Highway, if you're coming from East West Highway. And from the Beltway, it's close to East West Highway as well, after the University of Maryland. So you can't miss it. You just give me a call, and I pray we'll all be blessed as we celebrate Jesus together.
Yeah, praise God. You have a special ministry to the youth and women. You're going to pray right now for those categories. And I want to believe God that salvation, deliverance, and healing will reach them through this media. And every one of them, wherever they are, they will receive the blessing of this prayer you're going to pray. Audience, Reverend Assam is an anointed woman of God. She's going to pray right now. She has a special concern for youth and women. And she's going to pray for those two categories of people. And I know God is going to bless you right now. And you just open up and receive the name of Jesus. You can pray now.
Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you, King of Glory. Your word says, wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in their midst. Eternal Rock of Ages, the creator of the universe, you are the foundation of families. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that those families that are going through trials and tribulation, I pray for restoration right now in the name of Jesus. And I say that son of yours or that daughter of yours that is on addiction or in the prison yard, I pray, my God and my Lord, that let them begin to release those children from the prison and let those ones that are addicted with drugs be healed in the name of Jesus. Let their life be transformed. For that woman or that man that is listening to me right now, that you are going through some situation, some problems in your marriage, in your job, in your environment, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will, the Lord will deliver you from those situations, and the Lord will restore your marriages, and the Lord will bring unity to your family. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank God. So everyone have heard, and let's all of us go over there to Quality Inn on that date. The date again is Saturday. That should be next Saturday.
28th Memorial Weekend.
Yes, 28th Memorial Weekend at the Quality Inn, Baltimore Avenue. And the time is going to be, is it 4 p.m.?
5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Come and enjoy what God has for you. God bless you all for listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let's log off now.
Hello?